Gillian Harris. I'm a psychologist from Birmingham, and we were looking at interaction and distraction at mealtimes with children. What we were looking at today in the seminar was how parents try to manage their children's eating behaviour, whether they manage it in a responsive manner, which is looking at the children's signals and cues about how much they want to eat and which foods they want to eat. And when parents use different strategies in trying to increase the amount of foods that children eat and increase the range of foods that children eat, whether these strategies are effective. When we look at the research literature, there is very little done on how effective such strategies as prompting distraction are. And we don't really know whether television used as a distraction around mealtime is effective in increasing intake for fussy children. We know that it's effective in increasing intake to make obese children even more obese. But we think, well, okay, if it makes children overeat, then perhaps we could use it for fussy eating. But as I said, there is no research evidence to back this up. When we look at prompting, that is trying to get a child to eat a new food, we also know that it works, but it only works for some children. So we think perhaps it doesn't work for fussy children. So the review was really what does work and what doesn't work. The conclusion is really that modelling and exposure works to help children eat, so that if you're eating the food yourself and if you have the food available to the child, then they're more likely to eat it. Reward doesn't work, especially if you use a reward strategy such as eat up your vegetables and then you can have some pudding. It devalues the vegetables and it upvalues the pudding, and the child is less likely to eat the vegetables. So we know that reward doesn't work. We know that force feeding doesn't work. We know that coercion doesn't work. We know that threats don't work. We know that trying to get the child to eat more than they would like to eat doesn't work, especially with fussy children, in trying to get them to take foods that parents would like them to eat. So we came back to the idea then that the best mealtime is one that is interactive, where the parent is sitting with the child, talking to the child, perhaps prompting but certainly modelling eating, that the child is exposed to the food is in front of them, other people are eating. That these strategies are the best strategies for increasing a child's intake of a range of foods. We were thinking whether we would actually ever want to increase the child's intake of the amount of foods, given that children can, to a great extent, regulate their own intake to accord with their growth needs. It's only very rarely that we want to prompt a child to eat more anyway. So, in conclusion, if you want your child to eat a greater range of foods, then have the foods available, model eating the foods, occasionally prompt that the child should eat the foods, but don't ever use any reward strategies or any coercive strategies.